Hello, I'm Deborah Sival, pediatric neurologist from the University Medical Center of Groningen, the Netherlands. Today I would like to discuss with you our highlights from our paper in Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology, entitled Pediatric Motor Phenotypes in Early Onset Ataxia, Developmental Coordination Disorder and Central Hypotonia, by the author Tinka Lauerman et al. In the outpatient clinic of pediatric neurology and movement disorders, we often see children with impaired coordination. And the frequently asked question is, does this child have early onset ataxia? And if so, what is the underlying diagnosis? By early onset ataxia, we refer to a group of rare heterogeneous disorders, often of genetic origin, and these disorders are associated with ataxic features before the 25th year of age. So to answer the question, it is important to discern early onset ataxia from other conditions that cause impaired coordination, such as developmental coordination and hypotonia due to central causes. This question is important as the algorithm for diagnostics and treatment for early onset ataxia is different than for other disorders that cause coordination impairment, such as developmental coordination disorder and central hypotonia. We aimed to investigate the diagnostic accuracy of early onset ataxia recognition among other developmental conditions, such as developmental coordination disorder and central hypotonia. In this slide, you can see our methods. In a total number of 32 proven pediatric patients with early onset ataxia, developmental coordination disorder and central hypotonia, we video recorded the motor performances according to a standardized ataxia rating scale called the SARA. Subsequently, we asked three clinically active pediatric neurologists to independently phenotype the observed motor behavior without preceding clinical information. And these neurologists could make a selection between primary and secondary movement disorders and also between a variety of non-movement disorder phenotypes. So, could the pediatric neurologist discern early onset ataxia from developmental conditions? Well, they could reliably discern early onset ataxia from central hypotonia. However, they were less good in discerning between early onset ataxia and developmental coordination disorder. As a matter of fact, in about 25% of the children with early onset ataxia and children with developmental coordination disorders, one of the three observers had falsely assigned the patient to the other group. So the next question is, can SARA help us to improve the phenotyping? In this slide, I show you the scores of the phenotypic mismatches. From this, you can derive that the phenotypic mismatched patients also revealed overlapping SARA scores. In the horizontal axis, you can see the AOA, this is the early onset ataxia patients, and the developmental coordination patients, and on the vertical axis, you can see the scores in the different domains. And you can see that the orange dots are likely to approximate the domains of the other group, of the DCD group, and that the scores tend to overlap. However, if we looked at the distribution of the scores over the different SARA domains of the kinetics and the gait function, we observed that the SARA scores in children with early onset ataxia were divided over both domains, whereas the children with developmental coordination disorder tended to have scores in either the kinetic domain or the gait domain. So if we look at the distribution of scores, this might give us some hint whether we are dealing with a child with early onset ataxia or developmental coordination disorder. To conclude, in this study, we showed that early onset ataxia and central hypotonia motor phenotypes can distinguished very easily. However, this is not the case with early onset ataxia and developmental coordination disorder, because there is an overlap in phenotypes and also an overlap in quantitative SARA scores. However, the EOA, dus de early onset ataxia phenotypes and the developmental coordination phenotypes, have different profiles of the SARA, and this might help us to improve phenotypic consensus. Thank you for watching. You can find this paper in our issue of Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology, and we have also included in this issue some information how we can use this information to improve our phenotypic consensus. Thank you.